Alhamdulillah. Millions and millions and millions of times over, we're grateful to Allah, His fadl, His grace, His mercy that He has on this great night, especially a person like me who is not capable. He has given us a beautiful night, a great opportunity that in front of you, pious people, the respected scholars, I am given the great chance to sit amongst your great company. And I do dua, I pray, and I'm hopeful that Allah Ta'ala, due to this majlis, Allah, please forgive me, and may Allah Ta'ala elevate your rank and your status. There's nothing special to mention, nothing special to say, because as you are aware, this is a gathering of dhikr. This is a majlis of dhikr, and this humble servant is also present here, that we will sit down for a while, and in the form of a gathering, we will remember Allah. Whatever time passes in your remembrance, that is the time when one is alive. A person who passes the time for 1 second in Allah's remembrance, then that becomes the means for his forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves most, what is most beloved, it is his remembrance. His dhikr, my friends, this is most beloved to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we will sit and do dhikr, we will remember Allah, we will recite the verses of the Qur'an, we will recite durood, we will ask Allah for His forgiveness, and that's it, that's the objective of this gathering, that's the objective. Now, if we come to having a discussion, we hear about dhikr, the benefits of day, ta'aleem, fazali amal, the ulema ikram, the respected scholars, we hear them. So there's nothing new for me to say, the situation is this, that we should just do dhikr. But in reality, when Allah Ta'ala gives an opportunity, a chance, which always we get from morning until evening, daily we get this opportunity, alhamdulillah, that if something good is being delivered to us, some good word, some nasiha, some advice, some discussion, and that is not in our amal, in our deeds, then alhamdulillah, and that message comes to us, we hear it, then in our heart there should be certainty, yaqeen and niyyah, intention, that Allah Ta'ala has created this whole gathering just for me. Allah wanted to guide me today. Allah knew that I was desperately in need for this news. So for warning, admonishment, Allah Ta'ala called me here. Remember this always. Doesn't matter who, what is happening around us, the universe, we're not running the show. Allah is running the show. If I didn't come, you didn't come, Zayd wouldn't come, Bakr wouldn't come. Who can dare to come here on his own accord? Even if we didn't want to come, we'd have to come. Why? Because there's a reason. There's a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah for every human being. Sinful person's Allah, pious person's Allah, the person who does cries in the night or does bad in the night or good, Allah is his. But Allah ta'ala has more fikr for the person who's spoilt, who's off the tracks. Because he's off the rails, just like a child who's spoilt, then there's more tension of the mother to the child. She cares for him more, her more, worries about him or her more. So if a person's old, he says, I'm old, Allah's not going to care for me. If you ask me, a person, I'm sinful, oh, leave it. Who's going to ask about me? Who cares about me? You're pious, maybe you ask about me, but what does he know? It's him. Maybe for you, Allah is calling thousands of people to this majlis. And He will seat everyone just so that you can hear something good. And it comes into your heart. And wallahi, I tell you, not one, many hundreds of thousands of people, their lives have changed like this. And I've seen people like this, who yesterday, until yesterday, people called them with bad names, looked down at them, slandered them. But after a while, when they returned from a majlis, his life changed, his glory changed, his status changed. SubhanAllah. So the first point is that no majlis should we use. If Allah is forcing us, Allah is the one who forces our hearts, and Allah puts the current in our, go, 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 go. Oh, yaar, I don't want to go. Oh, I don't want to go. And we say, I don't want to go, but then you reach there. So understand that this success you've got, this gathering is for me, and the benefits for me. And I've heard this very regularly. In reality, I'm telling you the truth. That when there's a gathering, an opportunity arises, sitting with good people like you in this discussion, afterwards a person is met. I meet the person, Hazrat, whatever you said, it was like I felt everything was for me. When I was sitting there, I thought you were addressing me and you were speaking to me. Otherwise, I'll do tawbah right now. Just a few days ago, a brother prayed salah, he came out of the masjid and he met me nicely, gently. He said, I've come from such a place. That's it, I'm staying here now. I'm going to live in Bolton. I said, I don't know who you are. He said, no, I know who you are. I said, how do you know who I am? He said, I'm from from a certain place, you went to a certain town, and you gave a speech there. Beyond there, until now, I remember you said these words. Since that day, my life has changed. I left all wrong and I've come to Bolton. I'm staying here now. Subhanallah. So what do we know? That who is Allah Ta'ala wanting to correct? But my niya is this today, that Allah, please, you want to correct me, I know. It's me who is here for correction. You sent me here, I'm a sinful person. Allah, you give me a chance today. Allah, please give me your mercy. Maut is close, death is close, so maybe this gathering will be for my forgiveness. So the point has come to my heart for my islah, my rectification, I present, but it's the same point. The reality is not a speech. It's not a speech. If we don't have this in our lives, then no one should stand from this gathering until he doesn't bring it into amal, practice. Otherwise, remember, this gathering is whose? Allah's gathering. Allah has seated us here. And tomorrow, who will account for this gathering? Allah will ask. Don't think it's a minor gathering. First, Allah will ask, I made this gathering for you. I sent you there. The message came to you. And you sat there with the niyyah. You're not going to do amal. So why did you come to that gathering? What did you come to the gathering? What did you come to listen to? Was there some game being played out there? Was there some circus? This was my Quran, my home, the hadith of Rasulullah. So why were you sent to that gathering? Why were you sent there? Allah will ask. There's no differentiation. I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. No, whoever's come, consider he's come because he is the person who is least from everyone and needs to go rectified. And everyone's dua will be accepted. Old, young, alim, scholar, non-scholar, illiterate, peer, hazrat, whatever he is. Comes to this gathering, he hears something, then he's got to take. All the sins are inside me. Whatever this person who's sitting and says, he's telling for me. And I promise Allah, my Mawla, that I need to be corrected. These deficiencies that are being told, they are in me. And I will eliminate these and get up. Will you do this, Niyya brothers? True promise? Otherwise, remember, this majlis will be a witness. Everything in this masjid, the walls of this masjid, the speakers, the carpet, they will be witnesses on the day of judgment against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every majlis, you get two things, Jahannam or Jannah. You got two things. Remember this. Remember this. There's no majlis that's empty. Even if two people are sitting reading a book, be alert. Alert. Two things will come out, emanate from this gathering. If I accept this message, alhamdulillah, the doors of Jannah will open up for me. If I reject and ignore, then my nafs will overwhelm me, and then it will drag me to Jahannam, to hellfire. So first, niyyah. Intention. Whatever's coming in my mind, I'm sharing with you. For my islah, for my rectification, improvement. But whoever hears me, whoever has this thing lacking, then promise that I, before I leave this gathering, will definitely take something with me. This will be the gift of this majlis. Do you all make promise, brothers? True promise? Okay, fine. Let's continue. It's a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which comes, the meaning, which I've heard from the respected scholars, that in Jahannam, in hellfire, there will be one action that will take us to Jahannam easily, speedily. And who's telling us this? Imam al-Anbiya, the head of the Prophet, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Habibul Rabbul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, some minor statement. It's a great agreed court from which this message is coming. It's coming from Allah, the information direct via the Prophet to us. What is the information that the Prophet has told us? That listen, in Jahannam, hellfire, that what will make us burn the most, what is the thing that will make a person burn and suffer and get punished the most in Jahannam? Now we need to go to Jannah, we need refuge from Jahannam. So how great a piece of information is this? How great a piece of information Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's grace, that we have a big piece of information that's being communicated to us, that there's such a thing. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, are you all paying attention, brothers? There's such a thing. Are you paying attention, brothers? What did I say before? Great piece of news the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to us. And the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, what was their style? This was how the gathering was. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be present. So their hearts had a desire, a passion, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak, and we want to hear, and after hearing, straight away we want to do amal on this news. They had no other intention. They didn't wait for the second breath. They never waited for the next breath. This is the sunnah of Sahaba, and we should implement this sunnah. Information comes in the brain. If this wasn't here, then we'd be sitting in Bradford Masjid today, would we? How? that such hadith come in front of us, that this every single hadith is news for us, information for practice. So listen carefully to what I'm saying. And why should we listen? So that we can practice, do amal on this. We speak about amal as we go along. And I won't let anyone go who doesn't speak about amal and accept amal, because then we will not achieve the objective. So Rasulullah said that in Jahannam, what is it that most will take people into Jahannam? And it will take people into Jahannam. What is the thing that mostly will take people into Jahannam? The Prophet is telling us the physical form, that in a, such a strong way, severe, that Ajib style that Prophet is, may Allah Ta'ala forgive, in an Ajib unique way the Prophet is describing, that this sin will take people, it will drag his skin will be dragged off, his face will be burnt, or his head will be turned flip-sided and the wrong way round. Ajib scenes in Jahannam. From that, the Prophet said that what will be the style of this? That a person who, his face will be upside down and he will be dragged into hellfire. And what is it? What action will take a person most into Jahannam? Nabi said, I will tell you. So we need to be alert. Antenna, the aerial should go up straight. And what's being told to us, we should grab hold of it and say, we are not going to do this action that will mostly take people into Jahannam. We're not going to do it. We've got to be safe from this. We've got to save this. Refuge. The Prophet is telling us a great piece of news. What is it if you do right now? Consider if you are practicing the action, that you are including those people who will be dragged by their faces into Jahannam. Dragged by their faces on the ground. Big information. Imagine. Now if we see, if you realize something that, oh, is very bad, something's very bad, then we'll try to kill it off, won't we? Eliminate, for example, if you see, if you realize that in this town there's a river, and then from that river such water is flowing that it makes people ill. If it touches people, all the people who are getting ill now, they're getting ill due to the water in that river. So what we'll do, we'll say, oh, clean that river, sanitize it, we need to purify it so that we don't get ill. So Allah is saying there's one action that it will take mostly the people into Jahannam, dragging them by the face. It will throw them into Jahannam. So what should we do when we hear this? That we should find out what is the action and analyze it and look at it and then delve into that subject so we can save ourselves from the action. That's the subject of today that's come to my mind. Say inshallah, we will try our best, and we should. And we should. What is the action? What is that action that will take people mostly into Jahannam? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's the tongue of the human being, the tongue. This tongue, between our jaws we eat and drink juice, and it's between our teeth. This tongue is such a strong organ that when people go to Jahannam, mostly it's due to the misuse of their tongues. And this is the foundation, the root cause of our sins. You can count all the sins that are occurring due to the tongue. Such results of those sins and such punishments of those sins of the tongue that we cannot imagine. So what does this mean? Now brothers, we need to cure this sickness. We need to cure the tongue. Yes, and we shouldn't be without hope, because it cannot be impossible when there's something wrong. Rasulullah is prescribing to us and he hasn't given us the cure. Impossible. Nabi always gave the cure and the solution. So Allah's Nabi gave us the cure first. Then he told us the problem, the save from this. This is the ditch, don't fall into it, but save yourself in this way. So what is the methodology to be saved from the sin of the tongue? The hadith tell us, subhanallah. The hadith tell us that most of all, from the tongue, when if you want to save yourself from the sin of the tongue, then nothing can save you more than the heart. Tongue is here, heart is here. There's such a connection, we should join the connection. If you want to save your tongue from sin, misuse, if you want to protect your tongue, safeguard your tongue, fence your tongue, you want to save yourself to go into Jahannam from the misuse of the tongue, then what should you focus on? The heart. This will save you. Nothing else can save you from the tongue's misuse. Nothing. The tongue, the heart will save you. Why? Because in the heart there are such qualities, Allah Ta'ala has prepared qualities of the heart, that the tongue is there, it's just laying idle, doing nothing. First and foremost, when the heart, the sin begins, it begins where? In the heart. Shaitan. He puts a waswasa into your heart. Oh, do this. Then the nafs goes into partnership, the ego with the heart's whispering of the shaitan. Allah has made this system. So the waswasa of shaitan shoots into the heart, becomes a form of the whisper, a desire, then it becomes izhar, apparent. The whisper of shaitan then becomes izhar. It comes into being. So the waswasa comes into life. And then it jumps and runs to the tongue. Within a split second this happens. Swearing, animosity, abuse, backbiting, lying. All of this darkness comes from where? From nowhere comes from where? Emanates from the heart. The depths of the heart. It comes from the depths of the heart. In the heart, it combines. The waswasa comes, they combine, they suppress, they condense. Then suddenly the message goes to the tongue, and the tongue is made azar. And it says that you are representing me, my feelings, my emotions. So the tongue is representing the body. So when there's anger, the hand, and we hit someone or we beat someone. So tell me first, what will the person do? It's our tongue that will be misused and abused. So, if we control our hearts, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, then automatically the tongue will come into control. It will go silent. The same tongue that swore will start to recite Surah Yasin and other surahs, Surah Ar-Rahman. It will make the person cry because the quality attributes will change. Why? Because we have grabbed hold of it to control it. But the heart will only come into control. Then we need to control the heart to control the tongue. Yes, otherwise it creates whispers, becomes the house of shaitan. It does, doesn't it? And then it does its work. So what we realize is to control the heart. So to control the tongue, we need to control the heart. To control the heart, how do we do it? Come back towards the hadith. Very famous hadith, Fazail-e Amal, you probably read it many times. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions were present, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present. He said, shall I tell you such an action, which is khayri amalikum, which is the best out of all of your actions. Close to Allah is the purest in the eyes of your Lord. And it will elevate your status to the highest. What could that be, the Sahaba thought. Allah's Nabi says, mutaning us. Bala ya Rasulullah, tell us please, may our father and mother be a sign for you. This is such a great action. It will be the best action from all actions. It is the highest action. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu replied, Dhikr Allah, Allah's remembrance. Dhikr Allah, Allah's remembrance. Dhikr Allah, thrice. Look how this connection is made to the tongue, to the heart, to the actions. Why? Was dhikr Allah, Allah stated, all deeds, the best action is. Why is dhikr Allah the best out of all actions? For this reason, because dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, the remembrance of Allah, for this Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, kullu shayin sakalatun wa sakalatun qalb bi dhikrillah. Everything has a cleaning agent. Every item in the world has a cleaning agent. And if you want to control your heart, if you want to clean your heart, wash your heart, grab hold of your heart, sparkle your heart, there's no action better than the dhikr of Allah that can do all of this. There isn't. Nothing is there in the world. Dhikr of Allah controls heart more than anything else, and it cleans the heart. And only dhikr of Allah can achieve this. Remember this. Allah Ta'ala stated in the Quran, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Dhikr, do my dhikr, Allah says, in abundance, in high quantity. For this reason, so that you can attain falah. So in this world and the hereafter, you can be successful. Allah guarantees via dhikr that you will do dhikr, alhamdulillah, and I will open the doors of paradise for you. Yes, and there's no particular specific amal that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, because when Allah has mentioned dhikr, that dhikr will take you to success. So what we realize is that it's not, the objective is not dhikr, rather dhikr, it is addressing all the amal. The remembrance of Allah, we say do dhikr, dhikr. Dhikr doesn't just mean do dhikr on its own. Rather, when a person does dhikr, then he's correcting his salah, he's correcting his fast, he's improving his Quran, he's improving his tilawah, his recitation. Dhikr of Allah wants to take a Muslim to the highest level of every action. Because if he doesn't do dhikr, he's down. When he does dhikr, then every amal is taken to the highest of the pedestals of the pillar of that amal. Wala dhikrullahi akbar is. That's why Allah says, wala dhikrullahi akbar. And why do we think dhikr, oh, wali Allah did this, those people sit in the corner of the masjid, Allahu, 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 dim the lights, remembering Allah, this is a cult and this is a sect and kashf and visions. Who told you this? Dhikr is our life. Every second, where there's no dhikr, there's no salah. Where there's no dhikr, there's no ibadah. Remember this. Yes? That if you want to sparkle your deed, there's no acceptance of deeds without dhikr. If there's no ikhlas without dhikr, if there's no ikhlas sincerity, then Allah will not accept the deeds. Our salaf and our salaf al-salihin, our qabirin, they worked hard. They worked hardest on dhikr Allah. Hazrat Thanvi sahab, rahmatullah, look at his malfuzat, his kitabs. Most of all effort he made on dhikr Allah. Why? And this was the glory of dhikr, that he had so much ikhlas, sincerity. He said himself that Haji sahab, when I met him, before I met my sheikh, I wasn't an alim, I wasn't a scholar, I had no knowledge. But he had already written thousands of kitabs. Hundreds of kitabs. But he knew a massive difference came after learning dhikr. He said, but now, after a while, after doing dhikr, we say, I'll go to Peer Sahib, do zikr, he's my sheikh, I'm his murid, and I just do it for the sake of it. This is not the objective. Dhikr Allah is essential for every human being who wants to credit himself alim, hafiz, qari, jahil, ignorant, abid, haji, whatever Muslim you are. If you want to reach your destination successfully, and deen doesn't stop us, break us, the praise Allah, praise Allah, praise Allah, praise Allah. No, we need to judge, analyze our deen. Where am I? Where do I stand today? Allah says, when you praise Allah, you should feel that you can see me and that I can see you. Do you ever feel like this in your salah? Brothers, this is ibadah, worship. We have to present this on the day of judgment. We shouldn't pray it bopping up and down like a bird. I've done this many hajj and this umrah and falana tinka. No, Allah has given us the objective. Do hajj once in your life, fard. Fard. If you do the hajj, fulfill it properly. It's better than thousands over the hajj if you do it in the way Allah wants you to. 5 times salah, we should pray the way Allah wants to. In every salah, our emotion should be, we can see Allah. You don't have to pray nafil if you don't want to. Allah will forgive you with the 5 fard salah if it is at the standard. All night long recite talawat and tahajjud. You can do that. But one few verses in the night at the time of tahajjud, subhanallah, in such a way that the emotions coming to you with sincerity, then Allah will accept that, alhamdulillah. Allah doesn't want quantity. Allah doesn't want quantity, friends. Allah wants quality. This is the foundation of our deen. Remember this. The foundation of our deen is, why is there loss today? Why don't we praise Allah? Why do we swear at others? Why do we lie? Why? Let's analyze our lives. Let's put ourselves under the microscope. Allah says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The Allah hasn't said dhikr. Has Allah said dhikr? Allah says, do dhikran kathirah. Yes, show me that with the name of dhikr, Allah has always said kathiran. The respected scholars have defined this. There's a reason why Allah Ta'ala keeps putting the word kathiran, kathirah next to dhikr. What's the reason? What's the reason? Allah says, dhikr kathir, do in high quantity. So brothers, understand that how much dhikr is in your life. Just sit for a moment and think. Judge yourself how much dhikr is in your lives. My life, your life, our lives. That's why we've come here. Have we come here to eat food? We've come here to eat spiritual food, alhamdulillah. So tell me that how much dhikr is in our lives. If there's no dhikr in our lives, then how can we stop swearing? How can we stop sins? How can we stop darkness? How can we control our hearts? How can we leave banditry and being robbers? We'll say, Dhairi, I'm a scholar, Mawlana, I'm a Hazrat Sahib, Peer Sahib. But who will say inside? Who will testify to what I am inside? When I haven't taken the medicine that can correct my stomach, then how will the stomachache go away? How? How will you digest the Quran? How will you implement ibadah? You can't do it. That's the reason why today we are in a bad way. Oh, people say, oh, I've seen many hajjis and Muslims. Because people look for excuses for not practicing the deen. They use the Muslims as excuses. Why? Because we are bad examples. Because we haven't put a stop to our problems. We haven't made a cure to our issues. We haven't elevated our ibadah. We don't take the pill. We don't swallow the medicine. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Always do dhikr in high quantity. But 2 doses are essential. Who is saying like this? 2 doses are essential. Who's saying? Allah. Is anyone greater than Allah? But we don't want to listen to Allah. Allah says, who in the morning sits until Ishraq and remembers Allah? Tell me. So then why aren't we? That's why we're sick. That's why our children are disobedient and unsuccessful. We can have thousands of conferences and gatherings. I swear by Allah. If we don't do the action that Allah says in the Quran and the Sharia, then nothing can cure us. Nothing. We have to accept this. We'll have to accept this. Tell me Differentiate. Analyze. If there's no dhikr in life, our children don't do dhikr, our mother doesn't, the father doesn't, the wife doesn't, the husband doesn't, the chacha doesn't, the uncle doesn't, there's no dhikr in our lives. We don't even think about doing dhikr. It's important. We should, oh, peer sahab does it. Oh, those magical people do it, those weird people do it, the walis of Allah do it. Subhanallah. Ajeeb concept in Islam we have today in the ummah. Ajeeb concept. That every ibadah we've sidelined and given to other people, delegated this for him, X, Y, Z. So what's for us? Swearing? And being criminals? Backbiting? And lying? And spoiling our deen, destroying our deen. And so the people point fingers to us and say, look at these Muslims. Oh, look, he's a Muslim. He's got a beard. Look what he does. What does he do? What's the reason for this? That we have not looked after ourselves inside. We haven't analyzed ourselves. Put ourselves under the microscope. That give you a dose. Allah says, do dhikr kathir. High quantity. And it's lazim, compulsory. Do dhikr morning and evening. Not in one place. In few places in the Quran, Allah said this. Then see what I do. Ya ayyuha ladheena amnu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Yukhriju min adhulumati ila nur. Allah's given a guarantee that if you implement this formula of mine, that look, that me and my angels will send many mercies upon you. And see how I take you out of the sins after you do my dhikr. Allah says, I give my favors to the mu'mineen. Yes, that otherwise you will stay fussing, I'm this and that and sinful. You can't do nothing in this world. You'll be unsuccessful, a failure in this world and the hereafter. So dhikr is not for some specific group. It's for tabligh jamaat or that jamaat or this jamaat. Dhikr is a global action. It's a water for every plant. Yes, every plant will be watered by the water of dhikr. Take your earth. Take your earth. Yes, take a piece of earth. It's very fertile. And you put the seeds into that fertile earth. Mangoes, other fruits and vegetables. You want to grow flowers, but you don't apply water. Sit all your life, not a leaf will come out. Will it grow? And it's very, very expensive seeds put into the soil. You purchase that very expensive land, fertile. But if you don't put water into the land, then where will the flowers come from? Plants. You can do big amal, but if there's no dhikr in your deeds, then where will be the effect of your amal? Where will you bring the effects of your amal from? If there's no dhikr, that hajj is for dhikr, salah is for dhikr, fasting is for dhikr. Every action is for the sake of dhikr. Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Everything in the universe is for dhikr. And when dhikr disappears, Allah says, I will finish and conclude the world. This how important is dhikr. Yes. So which way are we going? Which route have we gone down? And can we be saved? Which person is happy by sinning? Which person feels like sitting down watching TV? Eventually his heart goes. Who wants to look at naked women's pictures? Who wants to keep on listening to singing and music and on the phone, the apps and the images and the screens? Who feels like? We feel like we want to leave them, but we keep on doing them. Wallahi, do dhikr, your life will change. Go upside down, your heart will say, leave it, it's dirty. Let me read the Quran. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Oh, yeah, let's fast. Oh, let me go for 40 days. Oh, yeah, let's go and sit with a jamaat of good people. Why? Because the heart starts to change itself. You don't need to be forced to leave since you've done dhikr. The heart is in control. The heart is in control. Your tongue is in control. Your tongue isn't in control. Then your tongue's in control. Your heart's in control. Your life's in control. So this is dhikr, Allah, my brothers. So Allah Ta'ala says, dhikr. Yeah, I do dhikr. We do dhikr. We pick up a tasbih. Somebody does 10 beads, 12 beads, 15 beads. This is not dhikr kathir. This is just playing with the tasbih. This is just like you have a plate of food and there's a nice biryani and you take two spoons out of the big tray. First of all, you take the chicken leg. Then you take the next chicken leg. Then the breast. And then you look for the fourth piece of meat. Isn't it? So you're in dhikr and you're picking up a tasbih. Oh, I'm a dhakir, I've just done a few beads. Oh, servant of Allah. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said just dhikr. Allah says dhikran kathir. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Yes, that we say, yeah, I do dhikr. I do 12 tasbihs of this, 13 tasbihs of this. And this is not the tasbihs dhikr that Allah is mentioning. Where is it written tasbih dhikr? Countless, limitless, without a higher quantity, no limit, no quantity. Tell me, how much is the count of kathir? Unlimited messages, isn't it? When we have a look at the bundle, unlimited texts, unlimited messages. So Allah says, unlimited. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُبٍ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا Subhanallah. Allah says, I want you to do dhikr standing. Subhanallah. Sitting, lying down, sleeping, even then do my dhikr. When you do dhikr like this, then your maqam will be so high that even while you're sleeping, your fikr will be so high that you will see the universe, that Allah, this is all due to you and everything is for you, and you will recognize my ma'rifah, my irfan. my nearness, my closeness. This is a great thing, the human being, my friends. We think we're here for nothing. Allah says, I'll take you to the highest level that your thinking will change. You won't think this universe is a waste. Every particle of dust you will see Allah's ma'rifah. Not that you'll become a scientist and a professor. That's a minor thing, being a scientist, looking at the planets and solar system. Is it something? No. Dhikr of Allah will give you thinking, fikr, worry, concern, analysis, that you will look towards the dunya and the worry of the world will finish and the worry for Allah will start. Yes, this isn't from talking, this is from doing, friends. You have to do with determination. My words might look weird to you, what I'm saying, but I'm speaking away from a bayan. This is not a lecture, but this is life, my friends, that when I sat in front of a faqir, the wali of Allah, he taught me this. I went from here, I was educated at 4 degrees, MSc, geology, MSc, and all the plants and geology of the world, I know the faces. But when I sat in front of the wali and took his hand, then all of the universe hypothesis and science and dissertations, I'd studied all. And I took the hand of the fakir. And he said to me, leave this. And he gave me fikr, worry, concern. They used to study all of this for the dunya up till now. Now read this. I said, I can't. He said that when you will study now and read, it will be for the sake of Allah. Now when I look at the moon, I remember Allah. I look at the sun, I remember Allah. And I look at the movement of the sun, I remember Allah. And that geology education theory is gone. I've seen the West to the extreme and I've seen the Deen to the extreme. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so I can analyze and I can compare. So I speak with the depths of my heart. Change your lives. It's not a speech. No man should leave this gathering. Until when? Until you don't understand what I'm saying and bring it into practice. Will you do this? Inshallah. Put your hands up, otherwise I won't enjoy what I'm saying. Whoever has got his hand down, then his heart must be bouncing. And he hasn't got the fikr yet. Put your hands down. Yes, because you've come here to my explanation here. So we need to hear what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Because we need to correct ourselves, improve ourselves. We will leave with Jannah, inshallah. We will eliminate the bad sins and darkness. Right here, the seal, I swear by Allah, sitting here. If you listen to what I'm saying and practice what I tell you now, right here, the stamp and seal of approval that you're forgiven will apply here before you leave. Allah makes deals within seconds. Transactions, you think will benefit Allah? Oh no, he was this person, he does this many sins. Angel will say, Allah, go back, I'm Rabb Khalik. Who are you to tell me hisab of this man? I called him, all his previous sins bring to me. He did zina, before he came he drank alcohol, and he touched a woman, and you're telling me this? This is my majlis, my gathering, he came, I promise whoever comes here, all his sins will be transferred to good deeds. Guaranteed, I'm Rabb, Allah says. Don't open his file in front of me. Allah, he did this, he sinned, zina. Get back. Whose gathering is this? Allah says, this is my gathering. Whose house is this? Allah's house. Allah says, don't come and tell me and grasp that person up. Whose house is this? Allah's house. This is the place where no law runs apart from Allah's law. Say subhanallah. No constitution runs apart from Allah's. I am this and I'm this and I've studied this. I'm the best, I'm high, I'm chairman. No, no, no. Even the sinner comes there, Khan Sab stands, and he stands on the prayer and asks, Allah says he can pray Salah if he wants. Can he pray or not? Yes, is this not the masala? Can you push him out? That, tell me how rich are you, which car have you got? No differentiation. Poor man, totally poor, rotten, torn clothes. He's got smell from his body, from his clothes. If Salah time he comes running, he has total right. He can stand in the front row behind the Imam and do Takbir Ikama and pray Salah. King, wazir, minister, no one can stop him. Why? Because this is the house of that king where there's no differentiation. A person, only he is the highest in this home who's got taqwa in his heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? What is Allah Ta'ala saying? وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. This is not dhikr, Allah saying. Allah saying, don't just remember me, rather, kathir dhikr I want from you, my friends. Tasbihs, put them to the side. Why? Ask me now, how do I do dhikr kathir? How? How do I do this? What's the method? Today, all of you, inshallah, will learn and depart with dhikr and kathir. End of story. And that maqam that Allah Ta'ala said, walking dhikr, sitting dhikr, sleeping dhikr. That's enjoyment of life. Then innit? Recognize Allah that this man, my servant, is to remember me. Go tabligh dhikr, sit down dhikr, go out dhikr, pray salat dhikr, give dars dhikr, give a speech dhikr, listening to a deed dhikr, reading Quran dhikr. Every second do dhikr of Allah and do whatever you're doing in the world. Yes, hand, subhanAllah, is in the dunya. And the heart is with Allah. Allah says, I'll make it automatic gear. Automatic mode. Allah says, I've done this. When a child is born, what is created first? Say loudly. the heart in the embryo. First organ. Why is the heart made first? This is the heart that has to beat. We have hand, organ, nose, mouth. Allah says the heart is made first. It was all lifelong. The heart has to take you to my marifah. I'm giving you a tasbih before you're born. You're not even created yet. But I'm giving you a tasbih of marifah that the beating of the heart will call out Allah, Allah, Allah. That's all it should call. Understand? But our heart doesn't call out. But after you learn dhikr from me, with the fadl of Allah, your heart will call out Allah's name. So this is our objective, morning and night. Otherwise, what else do we do? That's our job, career, function. Do dhikr ourselves and teach others dhikr. Yes, don't sleep at home, myself in the night, nor let other people sleep. Toss and turn. Allah, Allah. What a great, beautiful life, my friends. And what does Allah say in the Quran? Tatajaba. That they toss and turn in throughout their life. What do we do? Eat three chapatis and burp. Oh, I've got a stomach ache. Oh, give me some more chicken. Give me some water. No. Allah says they keep tossing and turning, waiting to come back to my worship. Allah, 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 Allah. Imagine one person came. It's an old event. I remember some events that I'm sitting with pious people, so I remember old events. He came from Africa. He said, Hazrat, teach me dhikr. I said, learn dhikr. He was young man. And I gave him some room in my place in my room and sleep. And in the morning, his eyes were red. I said, why is it? You haven't slept? He said, I couldn't sleep in the night. I said, why? What were you doing? It was in the morning. He said, I don't know what happened. That whatever way I turned, I looked to the wall was saying, Allah, Allah. When I used to be straight, the ceiling was saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. I don't know when I turned to the left, Allah, Allah, Allah. He said, the wall, everything. I said, it wasn't the walls. It was your heart that was saying, Allah, Allah. It was your heart. Subhanallah. So brothers, do you think the heart is some minor thing? All we know is this about the heart. Though, let's not have a heart attack. Let's put the valves in there. Put the stent in the heart. The other stents have come out of the arteries, the coronary artery. Put the stent in there. And he's cut out the cholesterol. Take some cholesterol tablets. And we're old and we sit down to this. Oh, bring me the tablets in Ramadan when you take the tablet. And we think the heart's for this? The heart is for this reason why we're in this world with the heart? The heart is for the remembrance of Allah. Remember me, Allah says. But there's rust on our hearts and we don't remember Allah. And if we don't use the machine to oil the heart, the rust will come. That's why Allah says the rust has come onto your hearts because you haven't utilized it. Allahu Akbar. When I heard a hadith, I was surprised that we are dead and we are going to die as dead people. We are dying as dead people already. Allah says the heart that does dhikr is alive. And the heart and the human who doesn't do dhikr, he's dead already. Even worse, he's walking in the world. Tell me. So Allah has given us a schedule. You'll remember me morning, evening, high quantity. We're still alive. Then who will be included in which group? I can tell you many events of the pious elders. Because we realize we are not alive. We are living the life of only. This is promise after today. We won't leave the cat. True promise? Yes. Don't think, no, I have to be pious. No, this is such food, spiritual food. The person who is Barithla, who is a zani, badkar, sinner. Dhikr is for everyone, whoever you are, wherever you are, start dhikr of Allah. Allah has given permission to everyone. You start my dhikr and the rest leave to me. So everyone has to learn this. What's the order? Do my dhikr and do it in high quantity. Kathira and kathira. So what is kathira and kathira? The way to do kathira and dhikr, brothers, there are two ways to do dhikr. One is dhikr from the tasbih, mouth, alhamdulillah, lips. Do that. Tongue, you get the thawab, reward. Tasbihat, subhanallah, subhanallah, rabbi hamdi. So much thawab for this. Definitely we should do this. But that dhikr that connects us to Allah, that washes the heart, the body, the topic that I'm touching on today is kathir dhikr. Dhikr and kathira, high quantity, high abundance, high amount. And that is a medicine and a witness. Both dua and dawa is reward and 70 times more reward than the tasbih of the mouth, tasbih of the dhikr. 70 times more reward. Why? Why? Because the medicine of Allah, the cure of Allah that we're utilizing, what's that for? That is so impactful. Yes, that person, for example, when he eats and then he sleeps and he snores, Allahu Akbar. Even then he will get the reward. Allah says, the more important something is, the more easy Allah makes the action. So air is important. But you don't have to go to a shop. Oh brother, can you give me 2 kilograms or 2 cubic meters of air? Because we need it. So Allah has given it free of charge. Water is for us necessary, essential. So much water that from the heavens, the skies, water drops, rain. Allah says, drink as much as you can. Here's water for you. Because we need it. So dhikr, Allah has given to us because we need it, is essential. Allah says, do my dhikr kathir is so easy. It's a necessity for our lives. Essential, compulsory. Just like Hazrat Tanweer, alhamdulillah, said, subhanallah, That if your heart feels like or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether you're sleepy or you're awake, drowsy or alert, but keep on doing the dhikr of Allah because it's so easy, so simple. Wudu you have or not, you feel like it or not, you're in the masjid or you're not in the masjid, you're not on the prayer mat, and you're lying down your mattress. Rather, don't sit on your mattress, lie down on your mattress, do dhikr with ease. Even then you'll get the highest reward of paradise. Is there any ibadah that's so simple like this? We go, when we do ibadah, when we go to bed in the night, we take all our sins and darkness with us. So kathiran dhikr. So kathiran dhikr, how do we do this? With the heart. And how should we do that? I've come here to teach you this. Yes, fas'alu ahla dhikri, Allah says in the Quran. That if you don't know about something, then who should you ask? The people who know. The people who know. So there are three ulum that Rasulullah ﷺ gave to us. What did he give to us in the Quran? وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزُكِمْ. So you want to know about the Quran, who you go to? To ulema, scholars. Yes, فَسَأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. And if you want to learn about fiqh, jurisprudence, sharia, where will you go? To the ahl sharia, the scholars of sharia. Yes. So when we want to do tazkiyah, purification, clean the heart, improve the heart, we want to remember Allah, eliminate the sins, while you zakihim, so ikhlas comes into us, sincerity comes, backbiting goes, lying goes, our deeds get accepted, ikhlas comes, to learn this, ulum, ilm, where do we go? To the ahli taqwa, to the people of taqwa. To the people who know, because Allah has given them permission to teach this ilm. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this dhikr kathir, to learn this, you have to go to an individual personality who's got the ijazah, the ilm from Allah. And you, if you go to the Ahlul Quran and say, I don't know, you can learn Quran from me, but I can't teach you this. You zakim. And you say, if I know everything, how can I? If you want to ask someone, a faqih, that I want to learn ikhlas and remembering Allah, so this is not my topic, speciality, go to the Wali Allah. Hazrat Thanvi sahab, Hazrat Rashid, Ahmad Gangohi sahab, they all went to the same way. Go to Haji sahab, we don't know. This is not in the kitabs. You have to learn from him directly. Is this not the case? All the ulama ikram know this. So to learn where you zakihim, kathir dhikr, you have to learn from a personality. You can't get it over the counter, over the shelf. You can't buy it. You have to learn, spend in the company, the sohbat of the sheikh, the teacher. So this ilm Allah has given to me. I've done the course. My sheikh, he gave me ijazah. You have permission. You can go out now and distribute this ilm to people. So this broken down ilm that I've got, I know, I will teach it after salah. Please stay behind. Inshallah, within a second, I'll give you dhikr of the heart. And you'll realize that what is the dhikr of Allah. You will realize. And Allah sent me to your home, to your town, such a great ilm, and your whole masjid will be light beyond light. This is the dhikr of Allah. To your generations, seven generations down, this qalbi dhikr affects. This is called qalbi dhikr, or maraqaba, or silent dhikr. Three, four names it is given. Qalbi dhikr is done with the heart. The tariqah I'll explain to you. Method I'll give it to you. Brothers are sat here. After Isha, stay behind. Everyone stay behind. Alhamdulillah. And every man should learn dhikr and depart. There's no hurdle, restriction. Whatever you do in life, continue to do. I'll tell you the tariqah, the method. The dhikr will be made alive in your heart. Whatever hal you're in, you work, occupation, business, whatever career path of the deen you do, the noor will increase in your work. The noor will increase. Understand what I'm saying? So inshallah, after Isha Salah, dhikr and kathir will be taught. I will explain to you the methodology, and then your heart will automatically start to do dhikr with the fadl of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala allow our sitting, listening. May Allah Ta'ala accept all. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursaleen, shafi'i al-muslimin, taha wa yasin, al-habib al-amin, allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلمنا حصلنا وجدنا ختمنا عبدنا كل ذلك لنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما أخرت ما أسرت ما أعلنت ما أسرت من تعانوا به. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا جنة أعمال أبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وأشرنا جامع الفهمة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيين صديقين شهداء وصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم استعبلنا بسنته ونعونا بمحبته واشرنا في سمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في البدن اللهم عافنا في السمع اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يحيهم منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.